So, my beloved, my most cherished personal possession is dead. My glorious desktop computer.
This is the one you built from scratch?
I built it with my own hands! Bloodied and chafed!
Carved it from a rock!
Carved
from a single
basalt.
Piece of stone!
Single piece of...
A monolith! My monolithic personal computer!
Yeah, I built it. I built it myself. It was glorious. And
you inspired me to build mine.
I know.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Take a look at your future, O'Brien.
No, this is where it's headed.
This is what happens when you do things yourself.
Skids died, yours has no chance.
I know.
Every computer dies. Not every computer truly lives.
That's true. Mine did live, though.
Skids did.
Really, really lived.
Oh, Skids did. The amount of hours of real-time strategy games that graphics card processed cannot be overstated.
It was, without exaggeration, the most important physical object in my life. Non-living thing in my life, like easily. And it died. It just died one day. Couple weeks ago now. So I was doing troubleshooting and I was just like, oh, it looks like it just stopped working, and then, you know, would reboot for a second, and then it would keep rebooting, reboot cycle, and then, you know, you could get into the BIOS for a minute and then it would kind of work, and then it would just like stop, it would shut down. But one of the times I did get in, I was like, oh, I noticed that the voltage on the 12 volt rail was a little low. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a shot. I think it might be the power supply unit. Like, I'm going to roll the dice. So I got a new power. It's the oldest component in the computer. I've had it for like 7 years. So I'm like, this might be it. So I bought a new power supply unit. I put it in. I was like, yeah, here we go, baby. Here we go. Turn it on. Same fucking
exploded.
Thing. Yeah, it exploded. So I was like, what do I fucking do? So it's a problem because, you know, getting a computer repaired is not very easy or cheap in the best of times, much less in the time of COVID. So, you know, most of the places that ordinarily will do this stuff, it's just like they're not open or whatever. So, but there is a guy, I found a guy that was close to me and he was still open. So I called him and he was just like, yeah, bring it down. It's like, okay, your accent is not inspiring confidence, but all right.
and he said, I work
out of my house. I don't have a shop. I work out of my house. Just kind of just bring it in, like ring the bell again. So I go down there, take a lift, and this guy's house is like a shingle hanging out front. I ring on the bell. He's like, yeah, come on inside. And the guy looks just like John Polito, the character actor John Polito from like all the Coen Brothers movies. And and he's just like, yeah, bring it in. And he like starts opening it up. And he unscrews it. And he's just, and I've got my mask on. He's like, yeah, you could take your mask off. You don't have to take it. You can keep your mask off. And I was just like, okay. Like, I feel okay. Like, I've had it. And I'm like, okay. It's like, I told him, like, all right. So I took it off. And he's digging around in it. And he's just like, whoa, you got a lot of good stuff in here. It's not bad.
I was like, bad.
Yeah, thank you. It's just like, if you were Donald Trump, you couldn't spend more on this computer. And I was like, well, I doubt Donald Trump has the same computing interests I do, but thank you. And he was just like, who put this thing together for you? And I was just like, I put it together. And he's like, you put it together. I was like, yeah. I was like, what do you need me for? I was like, I just need someone to do diagnostics. And I was like, all right. And so he's like, okay, let me take this apart. So he's like taking it apart, and he's like unscrewing the graphics card. He's like, I think it might be the graphics card. So he's like unscrewing it, and this screw like falls into the tower. And he's like, motherfucking cocksucker. And he's like digging it. He's like, damn it, motherfucking screw. These people, they make these screws and they don't magnetize. They fall in there and you're on your hands and knees all fucking day. Look at this fucking cocksucking screw. And I'm like, should I leave?
Jesus.
Should I go? And he's like, all right, let's try it. He's like, put it in. There's this like, and he worked on it for a while and he was just like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this fucking thing. I don't know. I wish I could help. I just don't have anything nice enough to put into this thing. I don't know. It just won't work. But he did tell me about this place, Micro Center up in Flushing. And he was just like, hey, take it in there. They got like eight.
Micro Center, man.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't even know. So it's like, yeah, they're open. It's like, yeah, take it in there. And it's just like, okay. So it was worth it. I paid him $40. Keep the change.
I mean, for the entertainment value alone.
Oh, yeah. I was this little foul-mouthed Danny DeVito-looking computer repair guy.
Yeah, dude, I had to look up John Paulito. I didn't know who you were talking about. I was like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
It's been in everything.
Yeah. Recently
deceased. He passed away recently.
Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He had a recurring part on Modern Family.
Yeah, right.
He's like
the competitor.
The grandfather's
the cabinet
rival.
Guy. Yeah, yeah.
The cabinet guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Earl. Well.
Cabinets.
Well, speaking of recurring parts, your characters have returned to Legacy of the Ancients once again.
The master of the Seg.
So you all find yourselves in this spooky house pre-dawn as this woman has come to you shrieking with her shrieking baby and her wounded child saying that her husband has been assaulted by some strange creature in the night. That apparently has been menacing her poor child and has just killed their family dog. Poor Petal lies dead on the floor. And you all stand there in this room. Everybody, roll for initiative.
I love sessions that start with initiative.
This family's having a rough day.
This is a rough day. It's a rough few days.
Roll, Rick, roll for initiative.
Oh, no. Oh, Nick, we need... Come on, man. You're the Scald.
Five.
You gotta bring that high in Niash.
No. Five.
Foley, what did you get? Foley, what'd you get?
Foley gets a 10.
10. Rhapsody.
I just did 10.
Rhapsody
got 13.
13. Lord Binkie Northwood.
6.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Been great so
Not
far.
Not a great time to roll a natural 5.
What is going on?
Thorn Skullrender, what'd you get?
5. Awful.
Wow. That's bad.
Yes. Yes.
Bad news bears.
The two people holding onto a leg of this guy's poor lower torso rolled awfully.
Yeah, that's really...
Not, so freaked out.
Yeah, I'm sure you're surprised. All right, so it is this creature's turn. Oh, let me...
Great. Oh, no.
Right out of the gate.
It's okay, because my AC is... my AC basically is my flat-footed AC after all these minuses.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
So this guy pops out of this hole. And he looks like... you get a good look at him now, and he looks... His face is covered in blood. It's an emaciated goblin, and he has this frantic look on his face. And he's swinging this like shiv, like this broken piece of sharp metal, swings it at Thorn Skullrender.
Oh no!
That's an 11 to hit.
That is a miss. Even flat-footed, that is a miss.
Well, that is indeed fortunate, and it is in fact now Rhapsody's turn.
All right. Ooh, it is crowd dead.
It's a child's room.
Yeah, actually, this is bad news here because I'll provoke if I move past Northwood. And I don't want to do that. So I'm going... Oh, shit balls! You know what I'll do
just
is
hold.
I'll move
Delay.
Just past or just behind Northwood. Mm-hmm. Hoping that... you know what? No, I'll delay. I'll wait and see if... and I'll yell to Northwood.
Okay.
Get to the back of the room.
Don't tell me what to do.
Please.
Just kidding.
It's a secondary combat almost happening. And it is Foley's turn.
Oh, dear. Foley's going to, he's going to look at all this carnage in this terrible situation.
The family's in great need of your help. They've lost one of their own, one of yours as well. Perhaps you could show them a sign of help to come, of protection and healing. Hecula, come, provide us with your aid.
What?
And he summons, through a tear in the material plane, Hecula,
the goddess of dogs.
What?
And a dog comes tearing through into this plane.
What?
And attacks this creature from right next to the Lord Northwind.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Hecula, the goddess of dogs. Tully
Hecula,
is
the
not
goddess
excited,
of dogs.
But I am.
Hecula, this beautiful dog comes in. Golden retriever, golden light shining around her. She casts Smite Evil.
It's like Air Bud.
What's that?
It's like Air Bud showing up.
Yeah, it's like Air Bud, exactly. She casts Smite Evil, and then we'll try to bite this creature.
Okay.
That's a 5. 5 to
Ooh,
hit.
That is an unfortunate miss.
Yes.
By Sorry. The heavenly...
If you could possibly grab a dog at some point to throw on the map. Sorry, Skid.
Although this thing, you can see... actually, you know what? I'm going to make him take a will save because it is a dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I summoned him. Because,
yeah.
You know, they did all this shit to dogs and they hate dogs. It's like, well, fuck you, man.
Okay. yeah, you see this look of fear and terror pass over his face as you not only summon a dog, but a god among dogs.
Yes.
It's like Laddie from the Simpsons episode shows up. The most perfect of all dogs, the pinnacle of the dog maker's art, appears, and he is shaken.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. And it is Binky's turn.
So Binky will draw his sword, and the dog is now standing into the spot that Rhapsody wanted me to move into, correct?
Is that where the dog is?
I'll get out of the way.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't paying attention to your tactics. I figured Thorn was getting out.
I'll
of there,
get out so. Of the way. I want to get out. You'll see.
All right. So then, Lord Northwood will draw his long sword and take a two-handed swipe with some power attack on. Let's add that second
get
hand.
Him. Get him, Binky. Show him what for.
That is a 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
That will be 12 points of damage.
Okay. You slice him like right across his chest, like right between his emaciated little pectoral muscles, and he's and he is not quite dead, but he is very nearly dead. And it is Thorn's turn.
Okay, so Thorn is just so furious. She hates goblins so much, and she says, "You're gonna die, you little green scrotum wart, and I bet this dog is gonna be the one to kill you." And she kind of rolls back out of the way, and she starts singing her raging song. With inspired rage, and she's like, "Bloody blades, the family they slid on the night. If I'm gonna show them they were real." And so that you all have inspired rage. Inspired
nice.
Rage.
Nice.
You know what I realized is that I can't cast spells when I have inspired rage. So if I want to cast spells, I shouldn't be taking.
Yeah, you don't have to take
but
it.
But it is. It is your choice turn by
optional.
Turn.
Yeah,
every turn you can
Anything
choose
you have
whether to
concentrate
take it
on.
Ah, that right. sucks.
Do I get it now, even though it's not going to be my turn for some time, or do I... How does that work?
Well, it's just a bonus to hit, so... Are you talking about
minus
attack?
It's a minus AC.
I think you...
No, you opt into it or out of it on your turn.
So nothing happens.
Yeah, you opt in or out on your turn.
To you yet.
Yep.
It's now past my turn, though.
Yes, so you wait till your next turn.
I wait till my turn. All right.
All right, so it is...
I will now go where Thorn stepped back there.
Okay.
And I will just kind of like slide in and just like an anime character, bring down the ectoplasmic katana. Oh, crap factory. That is going to be a... 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Why is that crap factor?
Why crap factor?
Why are you upset?
It was a good roll, and then I just looked at my bonus, like, fatigued.
Pretty brutal.
Oh, minimum damage, 4 points of damage.
That is more than sufficient. Your ectoplasmic blade slices through his face. His surprised, maddened, frightened eyes part as his body slumps into the hole in the floor.
How deep is the hole?
Do we hear it hit like right away, or is it?
Yeah, yeah. You look down. You hear it like flump. Like you, it. If you look in, you see that it looks like it's a hole into a crawl space. So it's just like 3 feet of space. Between
so there's now a dead goblin and a torso down there,
and a half-eaten torso.
Ugh.
In there.
How deep is that hole? Is that hole how deep? Is that home?
So I can tell you what happened was, there's no other way that you would find this out, that this is a goblin commando, by the way.
Oh.
So he ran. When he realized that the fight was lost, he ran. And he ran into this house. So everyone was out running around because of the festival. And he found some loose floorboards, climbed under them, like into the closet, and pulled this fur over it, and he waited there until dark to leave. But the family came back, and the dog sleeps in the kid's room. Every time he would get up to try to leave, the dog would growl. The kid would wake up and see him and start screaming. The dog would start barking to go back and hide. The dad would come in. He'd say, oh, he'd look in the closet. There's nothing there. He'd leave. This has been happening night after night. He's been getting hungrier and hungrier and crazier and crazier to the point where, like, just out of pure desperation, like, he took the shattered bits of his horse chopper and jumped out and, like, stabbed the dog in the ear and, like, went to try to eat the kid when the father came into the room.
And then ate the father.
Yeah, and then the father chased him down the hole, and the goblin, his name's Greskert, sliced his throat and killed him and started to eat him.
Ugh. Brutal. Well,
one of us is going to have to go tell his wife that story. Which one more of us shall do it?
I'll tell her, friend. I'll tell her.
Still one
as
more
soon as this...
Yeah, that's true. We should check the other room.
Yeah. Though, as soon as this thing goes down, so cut down so quickly by Northwood and Rhapsody, Hecula, the goddess of dogs, comes padding over to Foley and sort of like nuzzles up against him for a second. Foley pets her, and then she kind of leans back, looks at him, and her eyes get kind of steely for a second. And then she just immediately pads out of the house, almost on, you know, the instincts of a goddess, and goes to the boy and like nuzzles up against the boy. And the boy hears her speak, like, in his mind, and nobody else hears it. And she's just like, you're going to be okay. And then she, like, slowly vanishes away into the ether.
Bottle cap.
Yes!
Bottle cap.
Yes! That was great, Joe.
I haven't even awarded one yet. I totally forgot they existed. But you reminded me with that awesome
That happens
moment
to me a lot.
Yeah,
thank actually, you, buddy.
You know, wow. I'm going to give one to Nick, too, for that song.
There we go.
Retro cap.
Retro song bot cap. Retro song bot cap. Yeah, Hecula is the goddess of dogs, and her appearance symbolizes protection, healing, medicine, and generally the care and comfort of the wounded and the sick. So
looks like
perfect
Scooby-Doo
thing for a dog to do. Yeah, she is. She's like Scooby-Doo. Thank you, Skid.
Wow.
Yeah. You
this
earned
cap.
It.
Good cap.
Good cap.
There's still one there is one more room here, though.
I'm going to take a second and finish putting my armor on.
That's a good idea.
I feel like we got a second before we don't know what the hell we're going to walk into.
Yeah.
Perhaps this one was the only one, but we don't know for sure.
All right, let's be careful. There's weird shit going on in this town. Biggie.
Yes, that's... You want me to lead the way, do you?
I do.
Very, very well.
Follow me. And Binky will go to the other door. Okay. Listen at the door.
Okay.
18 on perception.
Ooh, Binky.
You hear nothing but a slight flapping.
Oh. Don't come in.
Is there a sock on the door?
My roommate's in there.
You should probably knock.
1 minute.
I'm not just praying.
I did say flapping.
I'm just praying.
Flapping. Oh, flapping.
Flapping.
Binky will open the door quickly and jump in.
Okay.
like a mom with a handful of laundry.
Yeah.
Hello.
How's it going? You open the door and
pull up my pants.
You see an unmade bed with a couple of barrels, one on either side of it, as nightstands with candles on them.
Ooh, how
and,
rustic.
And a dresser, like a set of dresser drawers with a mirror over it in the southwestern corner of the room. And there's an open window, and the breeze is like flapping the drapes.
Let us search the room. Just... Yeah. To be thorough.
Spread out.
Ooh, yeah, 20 perception on the room. Okay. And also, I kind of want to do a detect magic, both in the previous room around the goblin, and then in this room as well.
Okay. You don't detect any magic in anywhere in the house.
Okay.
You do, however, find a silver comb. A bunch of clothes that are pretty plain, and a total of 37 silver pieces.
Wait, in the house or on the goblin?
In the house, in the bedroom.
Are we going to steal the money of this family?
Now you're just ransacking a widow's house. I want to make that
clear.
For the
record, I was searching for goblins, the money.
You tell her, look at all this money
like
I found.
There was two goblins, and they ran off with your silver and your comb. I'm so sorry.
And then he walks away.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Consider yourself lucky. Some people in this town lost their bones.
Sorry about your husband. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Is there another entrance? Is there another entrance to the crawl space in this room? He's gone. We lost Skid.
make another perception check.
Ooh, 17.
Not that you can see.
And let's check the first room, just do a search there for any other hiding goblins, just in case.
Okay.
You noticed that the dishes were undone, but that makes sense. She ran out of there quickly.
Yeah.
Probably nothing to be concerned about.
So Thorn is going to pull out the upper torso of the man, now that we know that the rest of the house is safe.
Mm-hmm.
As careful as you can. Could she do a heel check to see kind of like how long he's been dead? Like how long ago the goblin tore him in half? Like,
yeah.
It's not recent. There's a, well, that's like a, that's just a six.
I mean, it's clear even with your horrible talents that this happened very recently. I mean, this was in the last 20 minutes probably.
There's nothing, and like, there's no cure, like, I mean, certainly Cure Light isn't going to do anything to put this guy back together, or
to half a person, no
yeah.
Yeah, Cure Light.
How about casting Mending?
Foley's going to walk
up to Thorn, just put a hand on her elbow.
He's gone.
Just a pair of legs.
Yeah, Thorn, I know you want to help, but I think now the more important thing is to help the family, comfort the family. Why don't you go take care of that, and we'll help clean up in here. Okay.
All right. So, Thorn, the woman followed us to the house, right? So she's outside of the house.
You believe that she's still outside?
Okay,
as far as you know.
Maybe we'll do a perimeter sweep too.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go outside, and
the Amelie Barrett is, she's standing out there with the kids, baby's still crying. Yeah, they're both crying now, actually. And a Mako comes running up with Sheriff Belor Hemlock and a couple of guards. And she says,
"My husband, did you find him? Is he all right?"
Ma'am, could we put the kids inside in your bedroom? Is there a door we could close to the kids' room?
Could we walk them right by? Yeah, no.
Is there a door we can close, or can we do something to cover up?
Best if we show them.
I know. Wait, I've got a way to break this to it. Do you ever see that sitcom, My Two Dads?
It's kind of like that.
Well, it's a real dark dads. Version of that.
But yeah, if I know kids, I know they'll want proof. So let's just bring them in real quietly.
Is there a way that they can go past that room without seeing it to the mom's room? Or no, not really.
There is a door.
Okay.
Before
I came out, I closed that door while they're looking in there, and I came out. She asked, like, you know, can we put the kids in your room and close it? Or I'd rather talk to you and Emeko and the sheriff, just the four of us, if that's possible.
Why? What? Where are you taking my boys?
They'll be safe in there, ma'am. Don't worry. Can she a diplomacy check? Would that help here, or something like that?
Yeah.
Nine. Shitty rolling.
I shall stand guard over the boys while you talk. Fear not.
No, I don't. Just tell me what's happened to my husband, please.
Thorn?
Yes, so come, Emeko, Sheriff, can the dog will stay with the boys. Can we just get out of earshot of the boys? I'd rather them not hear all of us.
The dog died. The dog Petal, she's dead. What do you mean?
No, the dog goddess, Hecula.
The magic dog came out, but then she vanished as soon as she comforted my son. She's, okay. Of course, she's gone.
Thorin, you're really fucking this up.
I know.
Bedside manner.
One
here.
Job.
I rolled a terrible diplomacy check.
You are a rage bard. Probably not the best.
Ma'am, there's no easy way to put this.
Right.
There's no easy way.
They got him. They got him good.
They got him good.
But Foley throws up in the background.
Sorry, he's new. First time.
First week.
The perpetrator is dead now. Rhapsody cleaved his head in two.
And Amelie starts, like, she just starts shaking and just is like, no. And she's just weeping and, like, clutching her kids, and they start crying louder. They don't really understand what's going on. And Emeko is like, she's holding them. And Belor says, like, has the guards, like, lead them away. And they get a few houses down. And you can see, like, some lights, like, starting to come up in the houses around. And Sheriff Hemlock says, like, what's happened here?
It seems one of the goblins that had attacked the town was left behind, perhaps by his own. He was hiding in this house, and I guess he got to starving. Attacked the family here, bit the boy, but killed the father and the dog. It's a hideous sight in there, Sheriff. But we took care of the goblin and sweeped the rest of the house. And you didn't see anything in that, right, Rhapsody?
No, we searched it pretty good.
It's like, let me take a look. And he goes inside and he, like, checks out. He's like, squats down, like, looks at the body. And takes a good, careful look at everything, and it's like, horrible creatures. I was afraid of something like this. I think I'm going to bring in some help. I'm going to call on you all tomorrow. And if you don't mind leaving the scene, I'm going to have my men take care of this. So go back to the Rusty Dragon. I'll take care of things from here. I'll come see you in the morning.
That is this morning, in several hours from now.
Tomorrow morning.
But isn't tomorrow today already?
No, today's today. Look, the sun. You see it? How it shines over all creation?
We have today to ourselves, is what you're saying.
Do whatever you want. This isn't a... autocracy.
We have a lot going on. We just want to make sure we don't miss our appointment.
Yes, we do. No appointments for this morning. We can go about our business.
Enjoy your holiday, gentlemen and lady.
Well, I'm sure we'll have work to do. It's just this appointment is not till tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow. Today's right, Tuesday. Tomorrow's when I'll come for you Wednesday morning. Tomorrow morning.
You could have just said that in the beginning, Sheriff.
I did say that in the beginning. I said I would come for you in the morning. It is morning already. I would have said I'll come for you now because
let's
it
just
is morning.
Agree that now it's clear.
Now I think we all understand each other. Yes.
We will see you Wednesday morning.
Tomorrow morning, which is Wednesday morning. Yes. And Wednesday is the different name for the name that we generally use.
You understand it was confusing. I could go back to the Rusty Dragon and take a short nap, and it would be as if it is tomorrow because we were interrupted in the middle of the night by
a scream. Know how long you slept. This is the issue. You could have gone to bed quite early. This could be your morning.
Sure, I'm not holding you accountable for the confusion. I'm just trying to explain it to you.
I think it's all perfectly clear now. I don't understand why we continue to argue about it. There's a widow there. There's a half-eaten dead man in this house. There are two children that are now don't have a father. A dead dog. A god dog that appeared and now vanished.
There's no need to be angry.
Well, I'm frankly a little upset. I mean, all these terrible things keep happening in my town, and I'm the sheriff, and I think possibly some people might start to hold me responsible at some point. I am up for election, you know.
I will admit, it does reflect poorly on you that people keep dying even after the goblin invasion is ostensibly done.
I know that. You think I don't know that? That's why I'm upset.
So tomorrow
we morning.
Wednesday you know morning.
Tomorrow. Skid, same Matthew, morning. If you would like to just play your own game where you just role play nonsense conversations and we record it, we can do that. We can do that.
Oh my god!
You guys are having too much fun. Skid can't even hold it together. He has removed his microphone from the recording area.
I'm crying.
Okay, that was a scene I did not intend to happen, but
may I do a retroactive check inside the house? And you can just say no or it's irrelevant. And I don't know if somebody else did this while I was doing like Sirenscape stuff or something, but did we check if this commando had any possible markings of one of the five tribes?
We did not check yet.
We did not.
Okay. Can we see if there was any markings on this one that would be a clue as to where we should head going out of the city?
Yeah, make a knowledge local check.
Knowledge local. Does anybody have that?
I rolled.
Maybe we should check what kind of goblin it is.
I rolled.
Foley says from the back.
I rolled an 18.
18. I do not have knowledge local. I'm not a smart gnome.
I'm a bit of a nomad.
Oh, so nobody has it.
18. Okay. I did. I have it, and I rolled.
18. Oh, you had an 18. Okay.
Okay. Well, actually, okay. Because he's a commando, like he's a higher ranking goblin, you do see like kind
That's
of
what
a,
I was thinking.
A badge of office, and you recognize it as being a member of the Bird Cruncher tribe.
Bird Cruncher Ooh. Tribe.
Who are?
We That's may a have huge to reschedule clue. Our appointment
for right now.
Wow!
I feel good.
Lord Northwood puts on a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah!
We ride at dawn.
No. Which dawn?
Is this considered?
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Have we heard of the Bird Cruncher tribe? They're not in my list.
They should have been. I re-listened to this episode. I was like, I said there are five goblin tribes, and I only said four, but that's the fifth one. Is the bird tribes.
Sure. Does the sheriff know anything about the Bird Cruncher tribe?
Yes, Bird Crunchers. Yes, they're settled around the Devil's Plateau region. They're not far from here. They're actually quite close.
Perhaps we should waste no time and set out today?
Well, right, if we have the whole day, yes. We don't need to talk to you until tomorrow. We could at least check out if there's anything fishing going on over there. That way we don't lose the day.
I do have something at 2, but I can move it.
Man, but they're just another one of the 5. There's no reason to think that this guy was part of the stuff that was going on at the cemetery.
It's the best lead we have so far, Rhapsody.
Right, it is. Well, what are you saying, Rhapsody? You're saying that multiple different goblin tribes united together on this attack?
I think so.
What evidence do you have to support that claim?
Didn't they all have different markings?
No, they were all, like, non-marked, right?
Yeah, most of them... If you had, like, better knowledge local, like I would have said, like the rank and file, I would have said, you would have been able to identify which tribe they were from. But...
Thanks, Nick.
As far as I remember, you never checked the other commando.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I just got a feeling. Too many of them. These goblins, they've been around for a long time. I grew up in this area. They're going to do a big attack like that. It means they're joining up multiple tribes. Maybe it's just a hunch.
Yeah, but it's also a really rare thing, isn't it? They never join up like that, even with each other, to do enough of an organized attack. So to get multiple tribes to do it, you'd have to have some sort of mastermind behind it.
And even if they were only one part of a larger attack, investigating this one tribe would give us greater intelligence.
Right, what if we captured one of them, investigated them or something? I hear people do that when they're looking for information.
I'm with you guys.
Interrogate them.
Rhapsody, friend, I understand. I think this. We chase this down, at least for one. And aren't you from the Devil's Platter area anyway? Do I recall that correctly?
South of there. My family owns some land south of the Devil's Platter. As I suppose we could. I guess it is the only lead we have. Something.
Sheriff, something could you provide us with information as to where to find the tribe?
Well, actually, that was the help that I mentioned. It's someone that might have some better intelligence as to that. And if you plan to head out, were I you, I would wait for them.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If somebody knows the region better, that'd be a lot smarter.
Yes. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
Because we got so busy arguing about what day it was. You barely gave me a chance. I'm talking. You got me so worked up about my election. Now that's all I'm thinking about is my election. It's 2 months away, you know. A month and a half, actually.
Well, you have my vote. Well, actually, who else is running?
Why would you vote for me?
Well, are you running unopposed?
Yes, I'm running unopposed, but if things get bad enough, I don't know, maybe you'll take up a petition and try to get on the ballot. I don't know.
Oh, no, the landed gentry never stand for election.
All right. Two things. Sorry that I assumed you were a cop. Second thing is, I'm now realizing that today is, in fact, Wednesday. So, tomorrow, Thursday, I'll come get you in the morning. And then we'll discuss next steps.
Right.
I'm putting it in my diary.
All right. I'm good to bounce.
Yeah. Let's leave the sheriff to his work. I think he's...
I'm fatigued. I don't want to clean up these bodies right now.
I want to go take a nap.
So you did notice, like, he was in a pretty foul mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Did we...
I don't blame him.
And we did not check the goblin's body for anything else. We did not search the body, but it's too late.
I detected magic and didn't detect anything, but he may have some gold or something on him. So yeah, we'll do a quick search.
The goblin... Actually, let me check.
Before the cops show up. Plant the silver pieces on him.
We searched the body. We didn't find anything.
He had a +2 sword, and he was weaponless. Craziest thing.
He tried to eat us with his bare teeth.
Yes. We took him down.
So we did actually
clank.
He did actually... Sword? Yeah, well, he had a masterwork horse chopper, but it broke. And so it was the shards of it that he used to kill the dog and Allergast Barrett.
He does, however, when you do search his body, still have a potion of cure moderate
wounds. Ooh. Juicy.
You guys want to roll for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, roll off.
Let's roll for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Roll off.
What are we rolling? D20? D12?
God damn it.
D20.
Natural 2.
10.
D20, right?
Yeah.
1.
12!
Oh, 12 wins it with wins a 12 it. Zony. And I just rolled again to see and rolled a natural 1. That was not going to go well.
You really don't deserve
12, 12, 12. Potion.
Wow. My 10 was looking good for a hot second.
Congratulations.
All right, so back to the rusty dragon?
Hey, hey, Nick. Don't administer it to an NPC that's ailing in town. Please.
2d8.
Please.
2d8 plus 1.
Yeah, it's 2d8 plus 3.
Will it work on the man?
To a dog. To a dog that has a hurt leg in town.
Will it work on that man who's spitting too? Would moderate help?
Someone pulled the legs off this cricket.
It's worth a try.
Force it down the guy's, the torso's throat.
So it dribbles out through his stomach onto the floor.
Like that's 300 gold pieces! Screaming at him. At her.
Oh, no.
All right. Yeah, let's head out.
Okay. So you head back towards the Rusty Dragon. And Mako gets there right after you get back, and she like slams the door behind her, and she like stalks through like the back of the bar. She looks up, she didn't realize you were there. She's like, oh, sorry. And she goes back into the kitchen, and you hear like pots and pans like clanging like angrily, just like,
so Thorn goes to the kitchen door, knocks on the door frame. Mako.
What? What do you want?
Sorry to bother you. You look in a terrible mood. Were you close to Malargast?
No. Not really. I knew them. Everybody knew them. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just... This is all... keeps happening, and I didn't sleep very well, and... I'm sorry. Sorry.
Can I help? You look like you could use the rest. I could clean up in here if you want to go put your feet up for a little while. I don't know the if we've got... Gentlemen, do we have... Do we have anything planned for today? Can we help out, Mako?
I need to sleep.
I would be delighted to help. Anything I can do to be of service.
It's your bar, after all.
It is. Thank you for remembering.
What's
wrong? I don't like to brag.
What's wrong with her? What's wrong? What's wrong, Mako?
This is just... I don't... I'm sorry. I don't normally react like this. I just had... I just didn't sleep well. And just all this stuff happening right on top of everything. Sorry. I'm just not dealing with it very well.
You've been having bad dreams?
Yeah. Yeah. I did have a bad dream, actually.
So did we. Curious.
Really?
Yes, apparently all four of us did.
Indeed.
And the family we just talked to, they were dealing with some bad dreams too. Might say there's something in the air.
Everybody who has lived in Sandpoint for more than a few years, make a wisdom check.
It's just Foley and Binky, right?
14.
14 for me.
Whoa.
As well.
Whoa. Okay.
14, buddies.
So,
getting curiouser even creepier. And curiouser.
Yeah.
Once you all kind of disclose to each other that this happened, that you've had these, all had these bad dreams on the same night, it instantly brings back a memory of I think five years ago, when everyone in town, it seemed like, had the same angry nightmares, angry dreams. And it was right before, it wasn't as you, and you remember having like similar like dreams that like enraged you, infuriated you, like waking up in a cold sweat. And over the next few days, like people talking, like everyone gradually realizing that everyone had these same dreams, that, but this isn't as bad as that, but this, it reminds you of that happening. And that happened right before the chopper killings started happening. They started happening like a couple of weeks after that. And the temple, the cathedral burned down pretty soon after that. It was the part of, it was the precursor of the time of troubles, it seems like.
Huh.
And what did we, you told us that the chopper was found, or they found him someplace, yeah. Right? Then there was a big confrontation.
He lived on the island, yeah, off the western coast, and the former, yeah, sheriff tracked him down, and the current sheriff killed him.
Killed him. Yeah, yeah. The current sheriff killed him.
Hemlock? Yeah. Hemlock, yeah.
No, Hemlock's predecessor. No, Hemlock's predecessor was killed.
Yeah.
Hemlock killed, yeah, him, and then it was... Wow.
And rode that into electoral victory.
Yes. It's a wave of popular support. And they burned down like all his stuff on the aisle. It's I'm sorry, I can't remember the name. It was Jervis Stute. The guy's name was Jervis Stute.
Yeah.
And he was this hermit who used to carve like bird carvings into people's railings. Like he said he would see the bird in the wood, and he would just he would free the bird by like carving the wood around it. And yeah, and he lived on this island. He was like a hermit, and he lived on this island. It's now called Chopper's Isle. They tracked him down there after he killed the previous sheriff. He was killed, and they just burned everything.
Perhaps we should investigate the island, seeing as we have nothing to do until we talk to the sheriff tomorrow.
I think it's best probably if we don't do anything until we talk to the sheriff tomorrow. He's got someone he's bringing in, someone who knows the region a little better.
No, but this is... That was for the goblin thing. This is for the bad dreams thing.
That wasn't for the goblin thing. He was calling this expert in before it was even known what goblin tribe this one was from. It's an all-around sort of thing.
I thought it... friend, all due respect, I'm kind of with Binky here. I thought he was bringing in a goblin expert. But I'd be interested in checking out Chopper's Isle, or I could go do my own thing, too.
It might be a nice sail. Nice little rowing expedition.
Foley, what did you have in mind if you don't want to go check out Chopper's Isle?
I was going to go fishing. Take the day before we really get into the shit here.
Yeah, you still do have a job, Foley, I guess.
Right.
Do you fish anywhere near Chopper's Isle?
No, I stay away from Chopper's Isle.
Yeah, everyone stays away from Chopper's Isle.
Nailed that bullshit guess roleplay. Everyone stays away from Chopper's Isle.
Well, perhaps the fishers will bite even more assiduously because no one's there.
Oh, you make a good argument. That old, what's his name? Fucking
Jervis
Eddie Greenteeth. He's too scared to go up there. He can't get the fishes.
I can't remember. Was he? I made up that name. I listened back to it when he He was like the competing fisherman at the market.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get killed in the raid, or was it just his fish they were stealing? And I was like, no, keep stealing them.
As far as you know, he's still alive. His fish all were right. destroyed, but you believe he's still
fucking
alive.
Fucking Eddie Greenteeth. Fuck that guy. I'd go up there fishing because he's too afraid.
I don't even think we have to sail.
I do want to say something, if I could, real quick, to Emeka.
Yeah.
Having this realization as a resident of Sandpoint that we've had these dreams, and then having passed that will save that night, last night, he's thinking about it, and he's like,
yeah, Emeka, we all talked about it, and we all did sort of have the same dream, and we... Or not the same dream, but... Gave us the same feeling, that feeling of anger and rage, and I know it. Well, I'm not great with words, so forgive me as I sort of stumble through this, but it makes me feel a little like we felt 5 years ago, and I think you know what I'm talking about. But there was something a little different this time. I'm not saying that we're not on the lookout for something bad to happen, because we are, and we're going to do our best to find it. Well, last night I dreamt of those that bullied me, that used their size to push me down in the mud, quite literally. And something was a little different, because I'm sure you've heard about my new friend. My new friend, despite his faults, is a lot bigger and a lot stronger than I am, and he looks out for me. And these things are never going to happen to me again. And I think with all of us together, the kind of things that happened here before, they're not going to happen again. Because we're going to fight it. We're going to find it, track it down, and stop it before it can happen. So I think there is a little bit to be afraid about and angry about. So I understand you. But I think this time is different. Can't explain it, but something's different this time. Something's looking out for us.
So when you mention this having happened before, you see almost a visible shiver like go through her body, and she's kind of like, she gets wide eyed and she's kind of nodding as you're talking, like trying to assuage.
Engaged.
Yeah, it was trying to assuage her, like any fear that would come up, but she's just like. She just like kind of gets a faraway look in her eyes. She says, I dreamt about my family. And she says, I hope you're right, Foley. I really do. I don't know if this happened. This is happening the same way it happened before, but God's helped this town. If it's anything like last time, I hope you're right. And she says, thank you. Thank you for the offer. I am going to take you up on it. I'm going to lie down. And she just kind of leaves without saying another word.
Best to give her some time to herself. Who wants to help with these dishes?
Thorn just walks into the kitchen, starts cleaning.
We get the place cleaned up.
Yeah. Binky will help as well.
I roll.
Rhapsody just kind of sits down in a chair and leans against the wall and closes his eyes and tries to catch a couple winks.
Sleep like my grandfather.
Tip his hat sitting down
up,
over
sitting
his
up
eyebrows.
In a chair, yeah. Chin in his chest.
What do we roll to clean the place?
Oh, that's a good question. Make a
athletics.
Would that be? Yeah, make a make a fortitude save. Make a fortitude save.
Ooh, 16.
What's on these plates?
Oh, 20.
Wow.
Adjusted.
Ooh.
19.
Oh, dude, we cleaned the shit out of that
wow.
place.
Break nice. The dishes, crack the plates. You guys like. Tear this place up. You clean it so good. It's never been so clean. Bethana, the halfling serving maid, comes in and she comes through. She slams the door. She's just like, as she looks up,
And she looks around and she sees that all of her work has been done. And her mood instantly brightens.
Said, "You did all this? What possessed you?"
"To be honest, it was the inspiration of helping out a friend with a bunch of friends, chipping in together. But a few hands together makes a job go faster. And I'm not going to lie, Batana, it lifted our spirits doing it. We started the day a little bit angry, but we're feeling a little more invigorated now, more hopeful about the future. It's funny how cleaning some grease off plates could bring that feeling."
"It's funny you say that. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed too. I was in a right awful mood, but this cheers me right up. Thank you so much. You really are the best tenants anyone could ask for. Thank you."
Tenants?
"What I'll do with the rest of my morning."
"Athana, did you also have a bad dream last night?"
"Well, come to think of it, I did. Yes. I had this dream that I was being pecked at by sparrows.
It's terrible.
Waving at them, trying to get them to stop, and they just kept pecking me in the face. It was awful. So angry, just infuriated, so frustrating, not being able to shoo them away like you could with a normal sparrow, which I honestly don't care much for." "No offense, Rhapsody."
"I'm taken. But yet again, it comes back to birds. I met a goblin from the Bird Cruncher tribe. This man, the cutter, carved birds into railings and whatnot. It was a swallowtail festival. A lot of people, I walk into their town, they think birds are a bad omen. That's why I tell them I ain't no bird, I'm a Tengu. But something ain't right. Anger, like a cold, is a sickness. It's easy to spread. My mommy and daddy left from the other side of the world because the plague was spreading out there. We sat down here. Eventually we got word that the plague ended and they could move back. But for one thing, we were happy. They were prosperous. And like my daddy said, plagues come back. Sometimes worse than they were before. Maybe that's what's happening with this feeling everybody's getting. Now I'm new here. I don't know much about what happened 5 years ago. But like I said, something is happening. And there's a reason we're here. Maybe this plague has returned."
"Well, you do half frighten me, Mr. Kincaid."
"But..." And she reaches, she takes your feathery hand and
says, "But I must say, I do love having you here. Makes me feel safe."
"Not."
"Bethana?"
Yes, Lord Northwood.
"Do you happen to have access to some kind of dinghy or rowboat, by any chance?"
No, you can rent one down at the docks. Why are you going out to do some fishing?"
"You might say that, yes."
"Well, yes, I know you can rent some. I've
got my own.
He's got the boat. And looking at the map, it looks like it's not an island per se, at least on the map that I'm looking at in the book. It looks like you might be able to just climb some rocks over to it."
"Yeah, it is actually a misnomer. Chopper's Isle is actually a peninsula."
"Oh.
Hmm.
Well, either way, Foley's got a boat. It's going to be cramped with four, but he's got a boat. So.
That's why I was asking about a second dinghy. But if we can walk there, perhaps we just walk."
"Yeah, you can easily walk there. There's a path down the Junker's Cliff to the beach. And then you can climb over some rocks, and then it's on top of a plateau, like on the island."
"Skid, can I ask a question? Has to do with my goals here in the town with Sirdak Drokus and the show he's going to put on that I'm here for. Is there timing in?
Let's really
Let's really just prioritize things here.
Like,
appropriately. The entire town is having nightmares exactly like before a serial killer struck 5 years ago. And your concern is your audition. I just want to get this straight.
I just
want
to miss it. If you're unprofessional, you definitely don't get the part.
Typical bard.
Typical bard, man. I'll tell you.
You're not missing any open calls.
Good. Like, I'm in then. Oh, good. Guys, yeah. Don't worry. The audition is not today, so I'm free to go with your friends to there. Are we all ready? A stupid question. Of course we are. Let's head over there.
Okay. So you guys make your way through town, like as Sandpoint is waking up. You get the good days and salutes. You get the feeling that news hasn't gotten around yet as to what happened last night. Although there is, like, you see people that are normally friendly being particularly curt or,
right,
you know, yeah. So,
but at least now we know what's happening. Something's going on here, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. And, yeah, it seems some people are more angry than others. Some people, you know, not so much. So you get to Chopper's Isle. You go down the cliff to Junker's Junk Beach. And you know that the local junk guy is a half-orc. He has a team of kind of ne'er-do-wells who gather garbage and junk from around the town.
Scavengers,
and they will dump anything that can't be reused down the cliff onto this beach. There's just this big pile of, like,
that's cool,
trash and junk at the base of this cliff.
It's like the Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you walk down this path, like, along next to it, in this little bay, and you to the left, by the way, is looms over you the shadow of the ancient ruin called the Old Light. You clamber down this path and climb over some rocks, and you stand at the base of the plateau that is centered in Chopper's Isle. You know that everything that happened atop this plateau. It's about 50 feet of sheer cliff wall straight up.
Ooh.
What do you do?
How do people usually get up there?
Nobody goes up there.
How did they back when?
They did.
Oh, boy. I'm not much of a climber, friends, but if we want to give it a try, I don't think...
No, we're not. I'm not climbing that wall. No,
certainly not my armor.
What if we got in your boat, Foley, and we took a little sojourn around the isle looking for an easier place to ascend to the plateau?
Perhaps there's another way in.
Foley, you know the island pretty well, and you know that that's not the case.
Hmm.
We should have figured this out before we walked over here.
Yes.
I got another question. Foley friend, this is probably well below his purview, but perhaps you could summon your friend... your friend Voltar? Could Voltar take a look around for us up top the plateau? Maybe give us a little insight into what's up there?
It's hard to understand him.
Okay.
It's not as easy as, say, sending you up there and you tell me what you see. It's not like that. I can't explain it. It's not as clear.
Can any of you climb at all?
I mean... If I take off my armor, I'd have a little bit of a climb bonus, but...
Yeah, with my fatigued right now and my armor penalties, I have a -2 to climb.
I'll say with the little nap you took, like, you're no longer fatigued, at least.
Oh, okay. My little 40 wings.
And there are handholds, so it's like it's not a terribly difficult...
Yeah. Oh. If I take my... climb. If I take...
Well, you know who does speak to me that way?
Averxes.
Or does he climb? Is he a climber?
I don't know, but certainly going to be better than me at it.
Oh,
stand back.
Oh, I was hoping I'd get to speak to him today. I had a question for him.
He's like, Foley here is like,
I was hoping I'd speak today. I heard a question.
And it sort of like zones out as he's like, ooh, like 60 seconds of summoning. And then he feels this pain, and then this burning emblem comes on his forehead of two circles interconnected vertically. He's just like, ah! The release as Averxius returns. And he comes back out, looks over at Lord Northwood, and just nods.
Lord Northwood gives him a bow.
What are we looking at?
Looks up at this huge rock face. Lord Northwood, all summarize, I assume, this situation.
I summarize. Also, Averxius, I had a question. I suspect you are somebody that is titled. And yet I've been so rude as to not inquire as to your title. I've just been referring to you familiarly. Do you have a title? Are you a lord of your dimension?
He looks away to the side. And like almost in the same way that you've seen all the people in Sandpoint today. It's like the same exact reaction. And Foley is looking at you kind of wide-eyed. And he's like shaking his head slowly. And he's like, giving you like the no, like don't go there, sort of.
Bro, did you have something wrong with your head?
Hayes, well, you tell him if you want to.
And Averxius just is like,
I was once Wrathhunter of the Crimson Sun. I am no longer. We'll leave it at that.
My apologies. Forgive me. I meant no offense. I know that bears not on the effect.
But what reason did you summon me?
Well,
Foley's like, can you climb that? Pointing to the wall. He looks up.
Why?
He's a brief rendition. Terrible dreams, etc., etc.
I can try.
And it's frustrating for him because there was a time when he could fly up there.
Yeah.
He could just like, but now he can't. And so he has to kind of relearn this, like, these mundane abilities. And he's just like, but of course he's going to be much stronger than a lot of people. So he can give it a shot.
I mean, Lord Northwood will give it a shot as well. He'll follow Averxius up.
Yeah, I mean, if there's handholds, I can take off my armor and I get a +3.
Yeah, me too.
And if we stop up top, and I can throw my armor back on. I'm assuming we have time. Obviously, if we
somebody has a rope. I think, Rhapsody, you have a rope too.
I do. Yeah.
If someone made it up to the top and dropped a rope, it'd be DC 5 to get up there.
All right. So best climber go up. Yeah, because you said it's 50 feet, right?
Yeah.
Best climber go up and then drop the rope down.
Yeah.
Averxius is +5.
So he is the best climber.
Yep.
So he's going to end up being the best.
Take this.
Okay. Okay, great. So he'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Did you say it was 50 feet?
Yeah, 50 feet.
Okay.
We'll do two checks. Just do two checks.
He'll get 24 checks. He starts with a 16.
Okay. Awesome.
So you start to see him ascend up this thing. He's like 25 feet up there.
Fairly, I must thank you. This is quite a remarkable thing. Not often you see a demon, a former Wrath Hunter, climb a cliff in Sandpoint.
You should hear what the Wrath Hunters do. It's terrifying.
And then he tries again to continue climbing. Oh my god, I threw it 15 feet across the room. I bounced it off my tray. Come on, O'Brien. Oh, baby! 22.
Okay.
Natty so 17 on the
second. You fly up the side of this cliff like Spider-Man himself. And you
remember your old strength.
do all the way up.
Okay. So you're able to lower a rope if you wish.
A convenient 50 feet of hempen rope.
He throws it off the side, ties it down with the barest nub at the top left on the rope, and he ties it off at the top.
Okay, and everyone try to get up there.
Yeah, I mean, Foley is a minus one, so.
Okay. So two DC 5 checks, basically?
Yep.
Okay. Seven for my first one.
Okay.
And eight for my second, so.
Okay. Lord Northwood is able to pull himself up over the lip of this of
Rhapsody
this
2, cliff. Rhapsody gets up there and then starts putting his armor back on.
All right.
Yeah, Lord Northwood slinks back into his scale mail.
Strap, clink, clink.
12 for my first check and...
Awesome.
And a 15 for my second.
Beautiful. So you all, one by one, climb up this
Foley.
Rope and...
Foley.
Foley.
He looks Foley's a little down there. Up.
He's breathing, he's like... I can't do it.
We believe in you, like, Foley.
He's like, right. Reaches up, grabs the rope, and Averxes is like, stop. And his voice like echoes down. Like, boom, saw, 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 saw. And Averxes will climb all the way down and put Foley on his back and climb all the way back.
Okay.
He's not willing to risk it.
Your relationship is so... is so touching in so many ways.
He ain't heavy. He's my Foley.
He's my summoner. So you all find yourselves atop this plateau that no living person has set foot on in many, many years.
Oh my God.
And you look and you see... The growth, how growth is natural growth has taken over this place. But you do see the shadow, the burned embers, broken blackened stones of what must once have been Jervis Stute's home.
Oh my,
and we'll see you next time.
Chopper's Isle, Chopper's Isle. Everyone go to Chopper's Isle.
Studeville.
Holy shit. I'm sure we're not out of our depth. I'm sure we're not way too leveled down to do this.
Oh, this might be a
right.
book
you know,
for
you know who
trap.
Wouldn't tell us? Skid. Skid. He would never
would
tell
never.
You.
We're so dead.
Oh my God.
We're so dead.
We'll find out how well suited you are for this.
Legacy of the Ancients is a Glass Cannon Network production of Paizo's Rise of the Rune Lords Adventure Path. Paizo Pathfinder, their respective logos, and all Paizo titles, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo Inc. and are used with permission. The Glass Cannon Network is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Inc.